awfully good to have you here for the conversation. Appreciate you stopping in. We're here to tell you the truth like we do every single day. So just buckle up, my friends. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the return of panic porn for the fall is well underway now as the UK's so-called experts are predicting a COVID surge, and in Canada, a new required jab every 9 months to keep you safe. That's what they're telling us. Number two, a big summer heat wave will send the climate freaks into full panic again as well, because there was never a big heat wave in America until global warming, of course. It's your fault. It's your fault, America. And number three, in the end, it's going to be all about the economy. If Joe Biden can move the metrics in his favor just a little, he may help reduce the shellacking the Democrats are going to take in November, because right now people are locked in and are going to vote red. And that's where they are. I can tell you that. I can assure you of that. They're locked in. And they're going to vote red, no question about it. All right, so let's start with the economy. Let's do a little evaluation. Let's do a little deep dive, shall we? Let's hear what people are saying all over the country about inflation and gas prices and everything that's going on that's hurting their bottom line. We'll start with bite number nine. What about that gas inflation hitting real Americans across the board? Here's our first example. Bite nine. Go.
My name is Michelle Baldwin. I live in Cherokee, Oklahoma, which is a pretty rural area. The closest town to me is 20 miles away. There's just not really any way for us to not drive in order to do the things that we need to do. Overall, I'd say we probably spend close to $60 to $100 a week more on gas now than we did this time last summer. It hurts.
Yeah, it hurts, all right. Hurts everybody. How could it not? In Oregon, a family with kids that are of driving age, crushed by the gas prices, just crushed by them. Bite 10, listen to this. I mean, if you got a bunch of cars in the driveway, a bunch of teenagers driving, it hurts. Bite 10, go.
My name is April Appa, and I live in Corvallis, Oregon. We have four children. Everybody's in that driving age. The kids and I had planned on just doing a road trip out to Tennessee. And as we got closer to it and the gas prices kept rising, it just became one of those things where it's like, I don't know that this is going to work.
Don't know it's going to work because you can't afford to, you mean, fill up the car and drive across the country? Maybe not. Maybe it's too much. Maybe it's just too much and it just doesn't work. You know, there's the concern. And the story of the inflation rate and recession, it's everywhere. East Coast, West Coast, in the heart of the country. And so as the Democrats are running around trying to, you know, clamor about abortion or whatever, Americans are looking at what they're spending and saying, are you out of your minds? You must be completely out of your minds. Because it's the story of the inflation rate and the recession. That's the story at the kitchen table for Americans across this country. That's the story that matters to everyone. Let's go to bite number 11. Bite 11. Go.
I go by Wolf. I'm 59. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'm a canine handler for the Mountaineer Area Rescue Group out of Morgantown. There we go. Oh, the big one's Fergus. And the little one, that's Henry. We have to train the dogs a lot. We used to be 2 to 3 times a week, but nobody can afford all those trainings because of the gas prices. There have been times, and there will be again times, when certain team members just don't have the money in the bank to fill the tank and cannot come to a call out, which means we can't help. Can't help you. If you're out there and lost, we can't come and fix it for you.
Yeah. If we can't get there, we can't fix it. Remarkable, isn't it? It just... This is the real conversation that real people are having, as you can tell. Real people are getting pinched and hurt. And they're just trying to figure out a way to overcome it. Right? I mean, they just want a way to overcome what they're dealing with. Or at least to meet it somewhere in the middle. And that's just not happening, is it? The answer is no. They're not meeting it in the middle. They're just getting pounded. How about one more? Lyft drivers. New Jersey, New York. You know, people that are part of the gig economy out there hustling, doing a side hustle. How are they doing? Bite number 12. Bite 12. Go.
My name is Naomi Oguto. I live in New Jersey, but I drive in New York City. I drive for app companies. At the moment, I drive for Lyft. With the gas prices, the person that is suffering is the driver. Before the gas prices went up, I would cruise around Manhattan, you know, from one end of Manhattan to the other. But now, because of the gas prices, now I have to stop at one location, park my car, and wait. Even with all these strategies of saving money, I'm taking home almost half what I used to take before.
Taking home half. Half the money. Kind of hard to make it on half a paycheck, wouldn't you think? Kind of hard to make your way in this world on half a paycheck. I would say that's probably quite true. Make it a very difficult place to get by, that's for sure. So, that's the roundup around the country. The punishment that people are taking, the way that Joe Biden's excessive failures have impacted everyone. Now, gas today is $4.77 national average. Things look better, but they don't look good. They don't look good. Joe Biden's presidency is out of control, and it could get worse. Worse. Because how could it get any better with this guy in charge, honestly? How could it get any better? Anyhow. Still to come on the program, Greg Claude will be here. We're going to talk about the violent crime spike. The consumer price index, by the way, and we finally get an answer to this. The former Deputy Attorney General for Virginia explains that the way they explain inflation today is not the way they used to do it. They've changed the way they give you the number, so it sounds better than it actually is. Which is why you know things are far more expensive, even if they're telling you something different. We'll explain that coming up. Plus, Ron Rademacher today and so much more. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. I'll take a break and be right back. Don't go anywhere. See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.